Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week at the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back at last week's message as we started a new series on discipleship. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, last week we started a brand new series, and I know we've been in this bigger series called The Story for over 9 months now, and we wrapped it up as we finished up Revelation 2 weeks ago. This week we started a new series, and I mentioned in service that it's really going to be a series of series focusing on discipleship. Well, in March, we're going to look at the what is discipleship, the why is it important, and how. How might we apply this in one specific area of Bible reading, study, and memorization? Well, this week we looked at what is a disciple, and specifically, what is a disciple of Jesus, and what does that mean for us? Well, the definition I shared was from the Webster's Dictionary, and a disciple is this. A disciple is a person who believes in the ideas and principles of someone famous and tries to live the way the person does or did. Well, if we're wanting to be a disciple of Jesus, I felt like it was the best place to start was, what did Jesus say it was to follow him or be a disciple? And in Matthew 16, verse 24, he said this. He said, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Well, this verse finds ourselves in the middle of Jesus teaching his disciples. But what else is happening? Because remember, when we're studying scripture, we want to get the context. And the context is this. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus is once again challenged by religious leaders of the day, which shouldn't surprise us because that happened a lot to Jesus. Jesus was very countercultural, and this ruffled some feathers, to say the least. Well, Jesus was addressing this challenge and, in fact, rebuking the Pharisees in this accusation or this challenge, if you will. And in verse 5, he then goes on to teach about false teachers. And I can only imagine this frustrated and irritated the Sadducees and Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, because they realized he was probably talking about them. Well, then Jesus did, as he often does, as he transitioned and engaged his disciples, asking him, "Who do they say I am?" Well, of course, Peter comes back with saying that you're the Messiah. You are the Messiah. And Jesus builds off this, as of course he knew what Peter was going to say, and he told them what the Messiah meant it was going to happen. And Jesus was going to suffer. He was going to be handed over. He was going to even die and then raise again. Jesus revealed this to help them understand what his life was going to be like in the few coming times. Well, Peter, of course, in his traditional ready, fire, aim mentality, rebukes Jesus and says, "No, this can't be." And Jesus, of course, engaged him and said, "Behind me, Satan, get behind me, Satan, for this is what I've come to do." And then in the midst of this, Jesus makes that statement in Matthew 16, 24, again, where he says, "If anyone would come after me," in other words, if anyone wants to be my disciple, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And in this, we see three examples or ways that we are to be if we are a disciple or a follower of Jesus. So let me look at those and recap them really quickly. Denying yourself. Warren Wiersbe, a former pastor of the Moody Church, said this, "Denying self is not the same as self-denial. We practice self-denial when, for a good purpose, we occasionally give up things or activities, but we deny self when we surrender ourselves to Christ." Surrendering implies a surrender of will, a surrender of our agenda to what God is calling us to do. And what did Jesus say was his primary calling for all of his disciples and his church? Well, in Matthew 28, we see this, where Jesus says, "Then Jesus came to them and said," so he's talking to his disciples after he's died, rose again, and lived for 40 more days on this earth, and then was leaving, but he was giving them the final call, and he said this, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This is what surrender looks like. And I believe it's what Jesus was saying to his disciples in Matthew 16 to deny themselves was going to look like. They needed to be on the same mission is why he came. Surrender. There was really three key points. The first is number one, Jesus was given all authority. This portion of this great commission is so oftentimes overlooked, and I think it's incredibly important. Our mission comes from Jesus' mission, which was the authority given him by God. Second, we are all called to live outward-focused lives in Jesus. That's what he's talking about. Therefore, go and make disciples, telling them the good news and having them be baptized. And this baptism is not a super secret thing, but it's rather an outward expression of an inward faith. Once they come to know and profess Jesus as their Savior, we should all, as followers, be baptized. Here at Grace Community Church, we baptize by immersion, and we believe in believer's baptism because of verses like this. And if you want to learn more about what we believe about baptism, you can go to baptism.gccofalliance.org, and there's some teaching and additional questions answered. So not only is Jesus given authority, not only are we called to live outward lives, but finally, we are to teach them to the commands of Christ. Jesus says, teach them these commands. You know, a good synopsis of these commands are found in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. These are outward commands we are to do in following Jesus. And the last thing I'll say about this passage that is also oftentimes looked over is the final phrase where Jesus says, and surely I am with you always to the end of the age. Not only is Jesus given all authority, not only are we called to do this and teach these commands, but we are given this hope that he is with us to the very end of the age. Denial and surrender. The second phrase, take up your cross. Taking up your cross was a very meaningful phrase to people of this day because they understood what taking up the cross was like. In the Roman day, the Romans had perfected the art and the torture of using the cross as a way of ending people's life. And this was known to be a very troubling, trying, and at times very difficult for the person going through it. And so if we apply this to their life, the disciples realized that Jesus had just said what he was going to have to do, and he was calling them to come after him. Well, this wasn't just a means of identifying with Christ in torture, but rather it was the phrase of identity. Jesus was calling them to not only surrender their will, but to take up their identity and realize their identity in him. The Apostle Paul talked about identity, most specifically in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where he says this starting in verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. In other words, our identity is that. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled or made us right to him through Christ and saved us and gave us the ministry and the mission of reconciliation. And then in verse 21, at the end of this phrase, it says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. Because of the work of the cross and because of our belief in him and Jesus and placing our faith in him, we can identify in him. And not only that, but God identifies us in him. We are called to be ambassadors, to be spokespersons for the gospel. And with this comes the same power. We are also given the mission, which is the gospel, and the ministry of presenting that gospel of reconciliation. And this is all possible through our relationship to Jesus. This is the good news that Matthew 28 was talking about, that we are to be the goers and the doers of Matthew 28, taking the message and the mission of reconciliation to the people, denying ourselves, surrendering to God's command, and living for him, taking up the cross and identifying with Christ. And this gives us the power to become multipliers. It's because I believe our identity ultimately leads to multiplication. God is a multiplying God when it comes to transforming people's lives. Well, the final thing that I mentioned is this, that we are called to follow Him. And really that means, what does that mean for us? Well, I think that quite simply, once we deny ourselves, surrender to Him, take up our cross, identifying with Him, we're called to faithfully and obediently live our lives the way He's called us, bringing Him glory. You know, many people ask themselves over the years, what does it mean to find the will of God for my life? Should I do this or should I do that? Should I take this job or should I stay where I'm at? Should I marry this person or should I marry that person? Should I move or should I stay? And ultimately, if our identity is found in Christ and we're denying ourselves, we're living other-centric life, taking up our cross, it follows this few simplicities. Number one, we are created in God's image. We read this in Genesis chapter 1 through 3. We're created in the image of God. And oh, by the way, we're the only part of creation that God said was very good. In Isaiah chapter 43, we realize that everyone is created for God and for His plans to bring Him glory. See, if we're living an image-bearer life, we reflect His nature and we should be about God's business. But that begs the question, what is faithful obedience? Well, faithful obedience is simply believing what Jesus said and taking the next step in our life, following Him. And this is going to look different for every person. And so rather than spending so much time worrying about the nitty-gritty details, let us be seeking after Him. Now, I'm not telling you not to pray for a future spouse or not to pray for which house to buy or which job to take. But what I am saying is that before all of those things, we should be focusing on denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following Him. What is your response today? Discipleship, just remember, is defined by Jesus as this, that we are to deny surrendering your will for His. Take up our cross, identifying with Jesus, being His ambassadors, and following Him, seeking Him, bringing Him glory. Our identity ought to be rooted in Christ. It ought to emulate Jesus. It ought to be an outward-focused life, an others-focused life, and it ought to be centered around faithful obedience. So the only real question left is, what is God speaking to you about today? Well, I want to leave you one more confident thing to remember. When addressing this very thought of obeying and following God, Peter wrote in his second epistle, so 2 Peter chapter 1, in verses 3 and 4, wrote these words, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and I think they still apply to us today. Peter said this, His divine power, God's divine power, has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him, who called us by His glory and His goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. Work to be fully surrendered to Him, fully surrendered to what He has asked you to do, identifying in Him and what He has for your life, and then faithfully and obediently trusting His will and guidance for your life. Well, I hope this message has found you encouraged and equipped today on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And if you've enjoyed this or this has touched you in any way, I encourage you to like, subscribe, or leave a comment about this, depending on what platform you're on, so that more people can hear these positive words. But until next time, have a great day. And be sure to deny yourself, take up your cross, and faithfully and obediently follow Jesus in all ways.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.